The Queen Elizabeth Platinum Jubilee Award ceremony was held this year at Brandon University, where a number of Westman citizens were awarded this distinctive Medal of Honor. Verdon's Kel Smith, Craig White of Kenton, Alan Preston of Hamiota, and Linda Clark of Miniota were among the recipients. Some, who could not attend in person, had a representative or family member attend for them. The Canadian government sponsored the Diamond Jubilee Awards but decided against sponsoring this award. MLA for Riding Mountain Greg Nesbitt explained that when the federal government refused to sponsor the Platinum Jubilee program, Manitoba stepped up and struck 1,000 medals. Each MLA could put forward 10 names. Other awards came from Premier Stephenson to military and Indigenous recipients. MLA Nesbitt said, "I personally selected people who selflessly have volunteered their time and energy over the years with no expectation of rewards." Some of the recipients could not attend the ceremony and had family members receive the on-stage award in their behalf. Isabella Historian inspires next generations. Bernice Still, a renowned guardian of history at Isabella Museum, a few kilometers north of Miniota, was one of 10 recipients in the Riding Mountain constituency to receive the Queen's Platinum Award on January 17. When Still's granddaughter Caitlin in Alberta heard of the upcoming award, she was sure to have the YouTube presentation on for her children to see. "You have no idea how proud we are of her. I was telling all my friends and family here," said Caitlin Weaver. "When Grandma told me she was receiving the award, she told me all nonchalantly. I was like, 'Grandma, that is huge news.'" Her grandmother's work really interested her great-grandchildren. Still said that with COVID restrictions gone, Caitlin and the children were able to visit her this past summer and renew family ties. "I was finally able to get all my kiddos out to Isabella in the summer so she could show them around all the museums," says Weaver. "They had the best time. I was so happy to be able to show them this huge part of my childhood." Children often find museums enthralling, mysterious, and even inspiring places. Caitlin said, "She's the reason I have such a love for history. I definitely don't have the knowledge she has, but I strive to get there one day." Her grandma Bernice, now in her 80s, maintains her interest in the museum and in people of the community. In 2012, Still received a Manitoba Historical Society Award. The Queen's Platinum Award spans work within the community, the province, and Canada. Still said of the Platinum Award, "It's an honor. Sometimes you wonder if you deserve these things." She knows that the youngest generation knows little to nothing about what life was like for their ancestors. She's looking forward to the Isabella Museum annual meeting. Last summer, the museum held two different open house days. One was Laundry Through the Years, beginning with a scrub board to modern day. The other day featured a blacksmith. Still's grandfather was a blacksmith. Another relative, John Sunley, also a blacksmith, provided his branding iron, and visitors could take home a souvenir piece of wood branded JS. Additional recipients were Bruce Waddell of Shoal Lake, Sam Chegwin of Shoal Lake, Edith Edmondson of Abbotsford, B.C., formerly of Shoal Lake, Norm Sims of Minnedosa, and Ian Sarna of Oninole.